Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. On the phone this morning, live from the shelter, Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, of course. Let's talk about some of the pets that are available for adoption this week. And there's a situation at the shelter this week we want to let folks know about as well. You're not open to the public at the moment, correct?
We are and we are not. We unfortunately have seen an increase of distemper cases in our dogs. So we are shut down to dog adoptions. If you're looking for a feline friend, you can still come in and adopt cats and kittens. But right now, all of our dogs are being placed in isolation and on hold. So we're not having any movement of our dogs. We're not bringing any new dogs in, or no dogs are going out right now.
Got you. And this is just a temporary thing until things kind of change, right?
Yes, and until we can get our distemper situation under control, we will remain closed to dog adoptions.
Got you. But plenty of cats on the list and available, and that's kind of what we're going to start with this week, right? So let's talk about some of them, including Arizona is available, right?
Yes, Arizona is a cute as a button, 3-month-old playful kitten. I'm hoping that someone will come in and adopt her today and just take her home because she's, if you can see the picture, she's just got that look on, like come pick me, pick me.
She does. That's right. You can tell us what she's saying to the cameraman, right?
Yes.
So Arizona is available. Also, Cassandra.
Yes, Cassandra is a 6-month-old kitten with a big personality. When you walk by her kennel, she'll follow you and meow until you give in and give her some attention. She's very spunky and playful and would love to have a new forever home so she doesn't have to grow up here in the shelter.
Right, right. Very true. Okay. And we also have Willie on the list.
Yes, Willie is a very handsome 1-year-old orange, long-haired orange tabby who needs a quiet place. He's a little shy at first. He needs a quiet home where he can adjust to his new surroundings. So you got to come meet him today.
Very good. And last but certainly not least is Shy Guy. And Shy Guy, of course, from the photo, is a dog. But for folks who are wondering how we can adopt a dog out, Shy Guy actually hasn't been in the shelter. He's been with a foster family, right?
Yes. Unfortunately for Shy Guy, when he came in, and he came in several months ago, he was just a terrified little puppy. And we knew that he needed some extra love and attention that he was not going to get here at the shelter because of all the animals we have. So he went out, we reached out to one of our amazing foster families, and he has been in a foster for over a month and a half now. He does great with other dogs and cats, with older children. He is going to take some time to warm up in a new home as he did in his foster home. But just the turnaround that the foster family has seen in him is amazing. So he is our one and only dog that needs to find a forever home. He would be great in a home with a more confident dog. He gets along with all the resident dogs in the foster family. If you're interested in him, please contact us and we can set that up because, like I said, he is in foster right now. So.
Okay. He's available to be adopted to a new family.
And yes, he is, and he'll never have to come into the shelter. If he gets picked or adopted, the foster family will bring him, and he'll never have to come back to the shelter.
Right. You can make arrangements that way. So that's great. Very good. Well, that's Shy Guy, who is also available this week from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, in addition to the other animals that we've talked about, like Willie and Cassandra and Arizona. And there's a lot more cats than we have time to talk about this morning, too. And I know folks can check them out on the website, pettango.com, right?
Yes, they can go down to pettango.com. We have 60-plus cats and kittens up for adoption. So go down there, go on there and see, or come in and see and meet them. We'd be happy to help you pick out your feline friend.
There you go. Very good. Well, Amber, I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for being with me this week, and good luck with everything at the shelter.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week.
All right. You too. Thank you. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She's with me, as I mentioned, every Tuesday, part of KSJE's commitment to animal welfare here in San Juan County. Every Tuesday, 8:50 a.m. here on KSJE. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everyone. Of course, it is Election Day. We encourage you to get out and vote. And, of course, we'll be updating results on some of the contested races on our social media platforms and our website tonight at KSJE.com. And KSJE, of course, on Facebook and, of course, on KSJE_news on Twitter. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at KSJE.com.